Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're going to be glad you stayed with us because we got our good friend Joan Pride still with us. She's a senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And Joan, let's move over and talk about some changes that are happening in the world of taxes there. You say that there's good news for small businesses, and I think you're right. Tell us about it.
Well, just by way of background, under the normal law, a business can carry back.
Could we use? I'm sorry, Joan. Could we not use that word?
Carry back.
No, normal.
Normal. Okay.
See, I don't like that. I don't think that word is appropriate.
Okay, under prior law,
regular. You can
carry
back
losses on your tax returns for 2 years, and then Congress had passed this law saying that if your receipts over the 3 year period 2006 to 2008 were under $15 million, you could take those losses and carry them back up to 5 years,
right,
so that you could actually get a chance to get back to a profitable year to offset your losses. Then you'd get, you know, you'd amend your return and get a refund. Well, now they've done two things. They've passed another law saying that they're getting rid of that $15 million cap pretty much, almost completely, so that any size business can carry back losses for 5 years, and you can do it for 2008 losses or 2009 losses. And then there's a little wrinkle, too. If you're one of the larger companies above $15 million and you're carrying back all the way back 5 years, you can't take the full loss. You can only take about half.
So folks, if you had a great 2006, 7, and maybe even 8, and 09 is not looking so good, then you get to go back and sort of average. You get to combine this year with those other years and average. It's kind of like an averaging thing, isn't it?
Well, you would take the loss, say, from this year, and I think you'd go back to whatever year you needed to go to do the offset.
Right, but then
you could go back more than 1 year.
But the taxes you paid on those profits a year or two or three ago
would get reduced. You actually could get
a refund.
Right, exactly. And the point is, by being able to go back 5 years, if your business hasn't been doing well since, say, 2005, you get to go back more years to claim that refund.
Wow. Which is, when I see folks, Joan, is our government lurching uncontrollably toward solutions that make sense for small business.
And this is something that Obama has wanted for a long time.
And good
for him. They didn't give
it
to him in the first stimulus bill.
Let me stand up and salute him right now, ladies and gentlemen. Good for him and for whoever does this. Because, Joan, this is the kind of thing that government can do to help small businesses.
Right, and the dollar limit they had put on it originally was, I think, very arbitrary.
Right, the $15 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is good. Is this effective already now?
Yes.
All right. And so that's good, folks. That's the good news. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for that, Joan. What about the home buyer's credit? Now, this is an important one too, isn't it?
Well, the first time home buyer credit and the feedback we were getting, this one of the parts of this is very important, is that it's going to be extended into April of next year. But also, they've clarified the law. We were getting a lot of calls from people saying, you know, this expiration date of November 30th, you know, we've got to close by November 30th. How are we going to do that? This is really difficult. So they've changed it to say you only have to have a signed contract by the expiration date. Then you have to close within 60 days.
And so when is that expiration? Is it next June?
Next April.
Next April the 30th.
April the 30th. You've got to have the contract
signed
by April 30th.
By April 30th and closed by June 30th.
Exactly.
Now this is a credit for first-time home buyers, but isn't there something in there for second-time home buyers?
Yes, and this is kind of weird. I don't completely understand this, but this is the way the law reads. If you've owned a home for 5 consecutive years within the last 8, you can take up to a $6,500 credit.
Right. And what's confusing about that? That's not confusing.
Well, I don't know why they just didn't say 5 years. They say Five consecutive years within the last 8 years.
Now, see, you're making my point when I ask you not to use the word normal.
Right.
Now you know why I don't use that word.
Exactly.
When anything to do with my organization or the government, normal is not a word that fits at all.
Right.
So you can say regular or prior, as you did, or something like that, but not normal. Normal just won't get it. Joan, what other tax issues have we got?
What other tax issues do we
have? Yeah, I got time for one more quick one. You got
okay. Well, I'm just trying to think of what else was in that bill. You know, well, one of the things that wasn't in the bill, there's a lot more tax stuff to come. There's expiring provisions that need to be extended. There's different deductions and tax breaks that are going to go away at the end of this year if Congress doesn't get moving and extend them.
Quickly, is one of those the R&D tax credit?
I can't remember if it ends this year or next year.
I think it's about to expire, and I hope they fix that, because, Joan, that's a big deal.
Sure is.
Hey, Joan, thanks for that. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
You've still got to try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.